what I need.
Okay. The razor and the what? The razor hold.
Only one crop of it a year, is that what you mean?
Well, they raise stores, they raise a whole big...
Oh, yes, you do that on a big scale because you've got all this heavy equipment. You got to, in other words, you got to plant a plenty to be able to maintain it. I guess you get what I mean. Because when you buy this equipment, you got to have plenty of acres to hope you can get to pay for it.
They raise soybeans in a big, the place where they're raising is big.
Well, the bigger the better, because it takes you a lot of land to turn around on and such things and that. So the larger your area is that you can work, the better and the cheaper you can work it. Not losing all your time turning around, you know, backing up.
Do you have land right here that you, like different areas of land where you raise?
Soybean?
Yeah.
Yes, but they belong to different people, but they've all pretty much gone into it. And the little people are more or less out of it. It's people that's working a lot of acreage. Because like I say, a little fella can't afford to do it.
Yeah. You used to raise a little what? Just a little.
Like a what?
Well, of crops that you needed for your home, you raised just a little.
Well, there was a time when the person raised 40 or 50 acres cultivated that. I mean, that was good, but that was before you had all this heavy equipment that came out. Now, you can't do much with no 40 or 50 acres. You got to get up into several hundred acres.
You raise a big...
And sugarcane is the same way because those cutters for that... And the derrick to pick that cane up is very expensive. That's right. There's a colored man invented that cane cutter, I think it was. I think it's the cutter.
Now, on the cistern, what ran around the cistern to keep the wood in place?
Oh, you had bands of metal. Zinc, I think they were made out of. And they went around. You know, the cistern had to be made just so it could hold itself. And when it was made right, it didn't leak a drop. And then these bands were put around it, the hoops, you got it. And they could be tightened up at different times.
And you got the water out of it.
You had a faucet. Oh, now we had ours piped fine. We improved a little bit. We piped it into the kitchen. But I mean, there was faucets on the outside too.
Now you just get water out of it.
Well, we have a town water now. We don't have any cistern.
Just get it right out of it. Turn it on at the water.
Just like in any other city.
The water comes out of it.
Out of a faucet.
Well, what about the sort of things you have in your kitchen to cook in?
Oh, we have all modern things now. I have electric stoves, stainless steel pots.
You fry eggs in a what?
In a skillet, frying pan.
What is that made out of?
Well, now a lot of people are going back to cast iron. There is some iron. I've got two or three different kinds back there. And I don't have no Mr. Coffee Maker. I still drip my coffee.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess that's the way folks like it. What I was asking you earlier was, how do you like your coffee? In other words, do you like it with sugar, with cream sugar?
Oh, I trim it all up.